From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I'm so happy to give you this again, Clint.
My grandmother's name is Estelle Marie Talley, and she's not here tonight. She still talks to me now, only now she talks to me in my dreams. And I can't wait to go to sleep tonight because we got a lot to talk about. I love you.
I don't know what I did in this life to deserve all this. I'm just a girl from a trailer park who had a dream. I never thought this would ever happen, let alone be nominated. And a working actor for that matter, and now this.
There will not be any diplomatic progress. I repeat, no diplomatic progress until the Palestinians take vigorous action to wipe out the terror groups and their infrastructure.
When I talk about serious political path, I'm talking here about a political path that would put an end to the occupation. We are determined to work with you and with Israel to achieve this objective.
Much of the poison that we want to take out of international relations has swirled around as a result of the failure to make progress on this issue. The benefit, if we are able to succeed, will not just be felt by the Palestinian people or the Israelis, vital and primary though that is. It will be felt by all of us.
Our Secretary of State's returning from her trip to Europe. I will visit with her tomorrow afternoon. I talked to her on the phone yesterday. I applauded the press conference she held with a foreign minister from France, where both of them stood up and said loud and clear to Syria, you get your troops and your secret services out of Lebanon so that good democracy has a chance to flourish.
If anyone with a sense of fairness would look at the history of our presence in Lebanon, you could easily tell that we had 42,000 troops in Lebanon 10 years ago, and we started a series of withdrawals and redeployments. Today we have only 13,000 troops, and all of them are outside major Lebanese cities. So we have done this in the past, and we have explicitly said that we will continue doing this.